JW Mobile.
Good day, Dave. W2T at home.
And a little bit later today. Going off to get some lunch now. How about you? What you up to?
Oh, I'm sitting in front of the computer taking care of a couple of things and waiting on my chicken breast that's in the air fryer to finish cooking. So, you know, that's what I'm doing right now. About 20 minutes. Nope, barely here unless I'm standing right next to it.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I was inspecting it last time I was up there just to see what those things are all about. She really likes hers.
Oh, I like mine, too. Particularly this one I've got. It's a by Ninja, and it's much better than the last one I had, because the one I had before was one by Emerald, and it was noisy, so... Anyway, and I have one of those round ones, and they're noisy, so I've got one of those, but I've got this one, because I can air fry in it, I can bake in it, I can toast, I can, you know, reheat foods and things like that, so it does a lot of things. It boils and all. It's an all-in-one type thing.
How you cook a chicken breast in it, how's that work?
Well, I seasoned it up like I wanted it, set it for 380 degrees, set it for 20 minutes on the timer, put it in the pan that comes with it that will help things brown, and just, you know, I've seasoned it what I wanted, put it in there, laid it in there, set the timer, preheats in 90 seconds, and then I slide the pan in there that the chicken breast is on and leave it to cook, and then 18 to 20 minutes, it'll be done for one this size, because I got 11 ounce on a big one.
You season it the way you want. Is that like putting batter on it or something like that? Or is that just stuff you sprinkle on skinless breasts? Or does it still have the skin on it? How's that work?
Still, I prefer whiskey that you did, Mama.
It does, and I've got seasoning, salt and pepper, and lemon pepper seasoning on this, and that's what I've got on there right now. So, that's the stuff I've got to, and it'll cook and seasons it, and it all, you know, I put it through my marinating thing, and it works real good.
Chandler's in there. I missed the very beginning of that. You and Chandler doubled. Go with the beginning of that again, and then hand it over to Chandler.
Oh, I'll go with the beginning of it. I said, what I do is I season it with salt and pepper, and I put it and I seal it in my food saver, and it's been in the fridge with that. And then I put lemon pepper and any other flavored seasonings I want on it, and then pop it on the pan, and 20 minutes for 380 degrees, and slide the pan in there and let it cook. So that's what I got to do. In fact, I got to go check on it, so I'll be back. My radio's on, so I'll be back. W2T. Go ahead, Chandler.
Didn't get it.
Afternoon. I'm sorry about having doubled on that last station.
No problem. That happens all the time. I was just curious how I've heard people talk about their air cookers, and I've never had one, never operated one. Only one I ever saw was over at my daughter's house over in Raleigh. So I'm just curious how they work. Do you ever use an air cooker?
If it's what I'm thinking of, I think my dad a couple of years ago, who cooked on a Thanksgiving turkey in an air fryer. Is that what you're talking about, an air fryer?
It's called, I don't know the names of them that well. It looks kind of like a toaster oven, except it cooks with hot air.
What is she using?
I'm getting a way to use it from Rusty. I might look into getting one of those myself. Sounds like they're pretty convenient.
I guess they can be. I just wouldn't know, to be honest with you, so I don't want to go out and put words out there. I don't know what I'm talking about. Trying to act like I knew what I'm talking about.
I'm the same way. We'll see if Rusty got back yet. You back yet, Rusty? It must be ready. He must be taking it out.
Yeah, that's fine. Dave, how was your day yesterday, Dave?
Listen, at one point got feeling pretty bad. went to bed and got back up this morning. Still wasn't feeling too good, but got past that a little while ago. Feeling pretty good now. How about you? How's your day?
Right on the Hamburg Road.
It's all right. It's going okay. It's not bad. I'm actually heading to meet somebody up at the Flea Market on White Horse Road. So I think they're going to spend the afternoon together.
Has they been doing that for very long?
Not really sure. This would be the first time I've ever been to the Fleet Market of any kind.
I went down there after, you know, going south on 85, headed toward Anderson. There's a pretty big one down there. I used to go to that about two or three times a year, maybe more than that. Picked up a whole bunch of really good tools at that flea market down there. I forget what they used to call it anyway. It's a really, really big flea market. Hundreds of tables, hundreds of people buying and selling stuff.
Yeah, I was actually wondering, what kind of stuff do they sell at the flea market? Is it like everything, or is it clothes, or food, or is it not really specific to just one certain thing? And
anything and everything you can imagine. They've got it all. They've got clothes, food, tools, houses, little houses, log cabins, light stuff you find like at Lowe's and Home Depot, just a little bit of everything.
That sounds pretty good. Is it like at good prices too, or is it regular price?
Some of it's new stuff, and some of it is stuff that has been used and it's for sale, so it's secondhand. So it all depends on what you're looking for. If you're looking for brand new stuff, it's probably comparable or maybe less than what you would get at a store. If you're looking for used stuff, it's a whole lot less than what you would get at a store.
That day I had my GPS going, can you repeat?
Depends on what you're going to get. If you're going to get something used, it's going to be cheaper. If you're going to get it new, then it's probably comparable or maybe a little bit less than you pay at a store.
Okay. Hey, Dave, I have to ask, have you ever seen anything like ham radio antenna tuners for sale at any kind of places?
I was not a ham radio operator. That tells you how long it's been since I've gone to one of those. So this is probably out there, but you probably got to be looking for it, but I don't think you would find a whole lot of it. Ham radio gear and tuners might be part of that, but if that was what I was looking for, I wouldn't make a trip there looking for just that, because there's higher probability it's not there than it is.
How many antenna tuners do you got? Because I could probably use one for the car. This thing gets kind of scratchy every now and then on the receive.
Tuners that I have are for HF. I don't have tuners for VHF or UHF. Usually they're not. Usually tuners are for the longer, the bigger antennas, like a HF antenna. And I don't know how many I got. A lot of my HF radios have antenna tuners. Some of them built in, some of them add on. But I've never taken inventory.
I just wonder how I would tune this radio, because it's a Motorola Maxtrax, and I really do need to get an SWR meter for the car, and some sort of VHF tuner. With 40 antenna tuners, well, it's not good to not know what your SWRs are.
I have in-line SWR meters that you can use to measure it. They're twin needle, two needles. They're not tuners. They won't change it, but they can measure it. And you can get those probably at almost every ham fest. You can get those. You can also go to DX Engineering and order them, or Gigaparts, anywhere like that. You can find them on eBay. You can get SWR meters galore. And that's, I'm thinking that's what you want. And to tune it, to tune a VHF, UHF radio, you usually just hit a vertical. And that's what most people use, unless it's a beam. But a vertical, you just raise and lower the vertical until it is within range of the SWR you're looking for the frequency you're transmitting on. And that's all you need to do. It's not very complicated.
What does a vertical look like?
It's my turn up at the window. I'll be back in just a little bit, but before DJW.
Here's 4WWZ4ID. I'll be on the side listening.
Still there? W4DJW.
Here's 4WWZ. Yeah, I'm still
here. And your last question was, what do they look like? Is that, was that your last question?
And also, can I buy those on DX Engineering or Gigaparts?
SWR meter?
Got the antenna tuning thing for 2 meters 440.
Antenna tuner for 2 meters 70 centimeters. I haven't seen any such animal. They might exist, but never seen one, never had a need for one.
I think what I'm looking for would be something to adjust my SWRs. That's probably what I'm looking for.
Okay. In the 2 meter 70 centimeter range, the way you do that is by adjusting the height of your antenna. Usually there's a vertical bar on your antenna, and it goes down into a hole, and perpendicular to that hole is another hole that has an Allen screw in there. And you stick an Allen wrench in the Allen screw, and you turn it, loosen it, and then you raise the vertical bar, or you lower the vertical bar, and then you tighten it back down again. And that's how you alter the SWR on VHF, UHF, unless it's a beam or something like that. And that's totally different.
Thank you. I understand now. I appreciate that. What are your plans for today, Dave?
At any time, yeah. Anytime you have any questions like that. And sometimes it may take me a while to figure out what your question is because, you know, it's like my first pilot instructor when I was learning to fly full-scale airplanes. The first one told me, he said, now, you've got to tell me everything that's going on inside your head because once I train you how to fly an airplane, I can't untrain you any more than he himself could untrain himself. So once you know something like that, it's hard to not know what somebody else doesn't know so that you can answer the question the way they're thinking about it. So don't get frustrated. Just keep asking until you get the answer you want. And for me for today, I'm going to eat lunch, do a little work around getting some stuff put up in the attic, and then I'm planning to go flying if the wind doesn't pick up. How about you? What's your plans for today?
Turning on the light horse. Give me just a minute to...
In a quarter mile, turn right onto Broadway Drive.
Figure out what I'm doing.
Roger, I'm standing by.
Lost it somewhere. Whiskey said normal.
You find it? That's before DJW.
Not there yet, but I'm on 25... technically, I guess it says 123 north, but it says I'm in the right place. I'm driving in a lot of traffic here and trying to pay extra attention so I don't get myself in a predicament.
Well, completely. If you get in trouble, forget the mic. Pay attention to the road. You can come back to me later. I'll know what's going on.
Very much your understanding.
Window 2 of 2. I'm through now. You still there? W4DJW.
Here. Where are you at in Greenville, Dave?
Greer, South Carolina. I'm not in Greenville. You know where Greer is?
I'm assuming it's going to be on Lake Hampton Boulevard somewhere. Say 70 degrees now. I need to just focus on what I'm doing. I apologize for having to cut this short.
Have a good day. Enjoy your day. W4DJ, W Mobile.